How much is that Aaron Judge ball going to be when he hits, if he hits number 62? The king of sports media or memorabilia is on, Brandon Steiner. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing? How you doing today?
Good, thank you. So what do you think that'll be worth?
A couple pennies.
A couple pennies. I'll give you that. I'll give you a whole buck. How's that?
Good deal for you.
What's a couple million plus 500 grand? I mean, but, you know, I think the 62 ball now, you know, I always say the anticipation of the event often is greater than the event itself. And this is leading up to all of that. It's all hyped up. I hate to say it, but if it can happen in the Bronx, it's a little better on the hype specter. You know, it
right,
goes
yeah.
up even another notch. There's nothing like things that happen in Yankee Stadium.
At home, yeah.
And it looks like it's headed that way because, you know, Toronto needs to win these games. So they're probably not looking to be part of this little party and this little soiree. All these pitchers, people you don't want to be on SportsCenter for the next year, Kevin, giving up this home run. So nobody really wants to
replays
give it up.
On the Yes Network forever.
Over and over again.
Yeah. Every time your team comes in,
yes.
they're going to be showing it.
Let's not forget what happened last time.
No one wants to be part of that.
Yep.
No one wants to be part of that party. You know, it's like you don't want to be seen. So I don't really think anything's going to happen. I'm hoping maybe this weekend there's a slight chance, maybe in Texas they haven't got the word yet that Aaron's got these many home runs because they're kind of completely out of it in
right.
Texas, the Rangers. So maybe they give it up and they didn't even know. But this is going to be a little more difficult, and the anticipation and the struggle to get this will make it even a bigger event. And now I'm even more firm about the $2.5 million. It's going to get even more hype. It's got national attention, and I think that's what gets the ball up so much. The question is can he, what is 63, 64 worth? It doesn't look like that's going to be an issue. But 61, 62, those are both worth, you know, a pretty penny. Don't forget the jersey and the bat. Those are seven-figure items, too.
Right.
The cleats. Pete Rose knew when he broke the hit record, he wore, 10 different undershirts throughout the game, and he sold all of them.
Nice.
There was no better collector than Pete Rose. One of the smartest. A little bit of a degenerate gambler, I might add, but one of the great guys.
He knew the value he had.
Yep.
He knew the value of his autograph, and he's still signing, and
cool.
people are still buying it.
Right,
but, Judge will be signing a lot of autographs if he does break this record for a long, long time. Similarly to how Don Larson signed autographs and did many with him over the years, Collectible Exchange has a whole array of Don Larson because we did so much with him prior to him passing, and he had that one great moment. Judge, whether he has another great season or not, this one season will be remembered really for many, many years to come. It's going to be hard to have somebody break this kind of season that he's having now. The Triple Crown run, his focus, his play in the outfield. This is going to be some year to remember if you've gotten a chance to go out and watch him play. This is he's put on a pretty good show.
Brandon Steiner, king of all sports media memorabilia.
Right.
Media memorabilia. I mean, I'm
all
on your
it.
Show.
He's everything.
King of media. Right?
So,
I mean, I'm on this show. It's amazing.
Let's run through these balls. So number 60 that the dope who caught it gave back. What
right.
do you think that was worth?
I mean, that's cold, calling him a dope. I mean, I would just
kind of was.
Maybe brainless, but okay.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, dope was worse.
You know what's funny? I did a thing on my Facebook that said, what would you do if you got the ball? I got about 450 responses, and over 300 of them said they'd give him the ball back. So
what? No way.
Yeah. It's shocking. I mean, I'm like, I kicked off a lot of people off my Facebook.
Good.
Unfriend, unfriend, unfriend.
This is an Facebook.
I take it home, and I'm calling you.
On my Facebook.
Damn straight.
But, just to give you an idea of the temperature out there, a lot of people feel, the spirit of everything, to meet him, get a photo, get some autographs, they give it back. Obviously, that ball he gave back was probably a $50,000 ball.
At minimum.
One will be worth closer to six figures, though.
Yeah. Okay, so 60 was 50K, you think, and then 61, you think how much?
I think it's a $100,000 ball,
okay.
Maybe even a little bit more, and 62 is $2.5 million. I think that's the big enchilada that you want to get that ball. You want security to help you get out of the stadium,
yep.
Get home, and then call Brandon Steiner, Collectible Exchange.
He'll
guide you to maximize the value of that ball. Even if you do want to give it back, get out of the stadium, hold on to the ball because all the balls are marked, so it's going to be clear what the ball is. There are people at the stadium from MLB going to attack you right away. take that ball, get it authenticated, and just get out of the stadium. Say you need a day or two to think about it. Enjoy the media and hype that you get. Call me up for the advice and consulting. I'm hoping somebody's smart enough to do that.
Can you imagine the fight for that ball the stadium? That's going to be dangerous.
People get vicious.
Yeah.
2.5 million.
Yeah, it's worth killing someone.
But also, you got to keep in mind that, you know, it could go into the bullpen.
Just saying.
Could go into the black.
That is the best case, because that's what happened with Mark McGwire. When he hit 62, it went over the wall into an area where there were no fans. So he was able to get that back without issue. That does happen. That's best case scenario.
What if it goes out of the stadium entirely and like goes into traffic?
Someone's very lucky.
Don't tell all the people that spent over $1,000 a ticket to sit out in the bleachers in the outfield. Let's try to keep this conversation to just the people listening.
I'd like to see someone who really needs the money catch that ball.
That'd be nice.
Absolutely.
So let's just say, Brandon, that he goes on to hit 67. Is that worth more than 62, or 62 is the crown jewel?
I think 62 is the crown jewel. You bring up a good point, though. The 67 will have some value, but that will be now the new record. And you never know. You know, Yankee fans, you know, whatever the hype is, multiply it times 5 or 10, especially if it happens at the stadium. So, you know, the hype meter always goes up when a Yankee does it and it happens at Yankee Stadium. But that 67 is a valuable ball. And we'll go for some good money on auction. All these home runs that he's hitting, the bat, the cleats, the jersey, all going for pretty good money. I mean, in some cases, six figures and then some.
Who owns the bat when he hits a home run?
He does.
He does.
Nice.
He buys his bats, so they're all his bats. The Yankees will buy your bats. That's their option. But it's the player's option that supersedes it. To buy his own bats and keep them. And that's what Judge does. Wow.
Barry Bonds used to do the same thing. He was the first guy to change a different wood type for his bat. And then everybody saw what he was doing. Like, well, we're going to use the Barry Bonds bats.
You're right.
And Barry kept his jerseys, too. Yeah. And by the way, he still has all that in a shed somewhere.
In a shed?
He hasn't sold all his stuff. He has a huge storage facility in San Fran, and he still has all that stuff in the run. I'm not sure what it's worth. It's probably worth more after he passes, I bet.
Right, there are tiers to it. So, you know, we talk about the value of things as you retire, as you make the Hall of Fame, as you die. Like, these things just only go up in value.
Usually, yes.
Brandon Steiner.
I just can't put my arms around what's going to happen with him. But, I mean, it's incredible the differences of opinion and feelings about him. And, again, chasing after this record, like Barry's record doesn't even exist, is absurd in itself. I mean, does his record exist, not exist? So it's a little confusing. Nobody really wants to talk about it, but I think it's weird. So is the record 70 or is it 61? But we'll see how things play out. I'm sure they'll find some good controversy over it. But what's fun is that the collectible business is exciting. You know, I'm still feeling like this is going to be the record. I've never been a big Bonds fan. It's never been the nicest. And there's not going to be a whole lot of people going to be missing Barry in the record books. He could have been a little nicer, along with the cheating. So I'm not including him into the conversation.
What about McGwire and Sosa?
Kind of feel the same way. I'm not feeling it. I think Pete Rose should be in the Hall of Fame, but I'm not feeling those guys should be.
Right.
And this is, you mentioned the Yankee thing. This is a Yankee chasing Yankees in the American League. So, you know, Ruth, we saw Maris now. These guys were Yankees when they hit those numbers. So.
That's right.
But can I ask you something? You know how New Yorkers and Yankee fans are. Does anybody else even matter outside the tri-state area? Does even a world exist?
No.
You know, we only consider us as the, you know, we're the only ones that really matter in New York.
That's an excellent point, because we wouldn't spend any money on a, you know, some Red Sox ball or whatever.
No, of course.
You know,
right.
The bloody sock.
It's interesting, though.
Right.
It's created a lot of excitement. And, you know, listen, let's not forget that the Mets are a very hot team, too.
Yeah.
And
they have a better record than the Yankees right now.
Yes. And you got two pitchers that, if they're healthy, they're going to be tough to beat. So this is going to be a very wild playoff situation, without a doubt. And I think the Yankees got just what they needed now to get back on a roll. I'm not sure they have enough to get there all the way, but at least they're on a roll. They're not going to back into the playoffs, which was looking like that about a month ago. So this is good. Collectible business is on the rise, which is always good for me. You know, people buying, selling, and everything else on my platform. So I'm very grateful. It's you just never know at some point when the you know, the faucet gets turned off on this stuff, but it seems like it's up and rolling, and people are as excited about this stuff as ever.
Cool. Brandon Steiner's on. We're linked up to his website, brandonsteiner.com. It's really cool site to go to if you have some collectible, some autographed thing, and you want to figure out how much it's worth.
Yeah.
Go to Brandon. The most,
which is just about everybody.
Yep.
Which is everybody.
Yes.
The most valuable baseball collectible is a Babe Ruth ball, right?
Yeah, these days, Babe Ruth still conquers all. Although that Mickey Mantle, how about that Mickey Mantle card went crazy. So you never know what you have in your basement. You may want to check.
Right.
But, yeah, Babe Ruth still conquers all. It's still rocking and rolling. And then, you know, Michael Jordan is right alongside of him. Those are, and you know what's funny is I found a picture of Babe Ruth signing a ridiculous amount of balls. Like, he was a relentless signer. And still his balls could still go for a ton of money. Hope that didn't come off the wrong way.
What is like the crown jewel of the Babe Ruth stuff?
I think if you can get a Babe Ruth bat and certainly a jersey, those two things just go for crazy, crazy money. And same thing with Jordan. Although Jordan's sneakers, if you can find from his early career, go for a ton of money. Those two guys are just on a level onto themselves. It just seems like there's nothing else. The other guy that that gets a lot of props is Lou Gehrig, just because he didn't sign a lot. It's very hard to find good Lou Gehrig autographs. And you know what skyrocketed through all this? Is a Roger Maris ball. Very hard to find a really clean.
Interesting.
You know,
wow.
It's a Roger Maris single sign, nice ball. Is $10,000.
We have said his name more this year than probably the last decade.
Yes, we have.
And it's so funny because we've been talking about the fan that catches the Aaron Judge ball. The guy that wound up with the Maris 61 ball was able to keep it. He met Roger Maris. He's like, why don't you hold on to this? And Roger's like, I think it's going to really be more valuable to you than it will to me. He bought a house with it. They've been talking to the Maris family because they've been following the Judge storyline. They've been sitting next to his parents in the stands in Toronto.
It's great, and
you could tell they're very happy for him. So the flyout, AJ, that we played the other day when everyone was disappointed it didn't go over, they showed the Maris family. If you have any questions about how they feel about it, they look disappointed it didn't go out.
Oh, cool.
So they're ready to see this happen from another Yankee, and they're happy it's Judge.
Nice.
But that guy that caught the ball has been tight with the Maris family since. Their families grew up together.
That's cool.
Because of this exchange with the ball, it bought a house. And they've been going to the games too.
Wow.
So it's wild.
Hey, quick story. Roger Maris, when he was coming out of high school, was debating which direction to go. He was going to go to Oklahoma to play football.
Ooh.
He gets on the train, goes to Oklahoma. No one is there to pick him up. The coach didn't show.
Oops.
He gets back on the train, goes back home, and then goes to the Yankees spring training. And moral of the story is you got to show up. And it's crazy. You know, the guy would have gone a completely different direction, and then the coach just never showed up to pick him up from the train.
Wow.
Crazy.
History changed, yeah.
You know, back in the days, you know, he took that railroad train, and you know, your parents were waving goodbye and all that.
Yeah, Wooden was going to take
a
different
tour to go to school.
Wooden was going to take a different coaching job.
I think it was Minnesota.
And knocked the phone lines
out. Their phones were dead for 2 days.
And he didn't get the call, so he just thought, well, they're not going to call me. And then he went.
And made a legendary career at UCLA. Yeah,
unbelievable.
It's called fate.
Brandon Steiner's on, and we're linked up to all his stuff. If you have something signed, you're wondering, what's that worth?
I wonder.
Here's a good place to go. BrandonSteiner.com. Thank you, sir.
All right. Great talking to you guys. Big week this week. Let's see what happens.
Yep.
Stay tuned.
Fingers crossed.